Hello, and welcome back to my Y2K diary. Chapter 2, June. Friday, 4th of June, the attic at Marlowe Towers, 6:18 p.m. Ikarama! Just realised I haven't written in ages. Drama on Tuesday was amazing. We walked in the room and Miss Thomas had all the lights off, candles everywhere, and this weird music playing. Turns out we're doing Blood Brothers. I just hope I get a good group this term. Last term I was stuck with Danielle, who, despite loving the drama in real life, can't act for the life of her, bless. Pia yesterday was funny. We were meant to be playing rounders, but everyone knows if you're fielding in rounders, you can just piss about. Nikita, Sarah and I made up a dance routine to Low by Flo Rida. If we ever go to Snap, Fleet's premier underage disco, we can crack it out. Unfortunately, Sarah's mum is funny about it. She's convinced pedos hang around them to try and get with young girls. I said to her, Linda, this is Hampshire, not Harlem, but she didn't budge. We may just have to go without Sarah. Oh God, the most orcs thing happened in science this week as well. We had a new teacher, Mr. Parton. When I first saw his name on my timetable, I assumed he'd be an old biddy for some reason. But he's actually quite young. For a teacher, anyway. Though he is bald, bless him. He's also from up north, so he says books instead of books. So because we have a new teacher, that meant a new seating plan. I got put next to Jenny Simpson, which isn't too bad, but at one point Jenny whispered to me, "Ugh, don't you get such bad cramps when you're on your period?" I panicked. I didn't know what to say because, of course, I haven't started yet. So I just agreed with her. Now she seems to think that we're period pals or something. She always wants to discuss the best brands of sanitary wear. Tampax during the day, but always pads at night, apparently. This is going to be a very difficult lie to keep up. Unless mine does finally decide to come. I'm so bored of waiting for it now. I wonder if there's some way you can speed it along a bit. You know, like when a baby's past its due date, so they tell you to eat spicy food. There must be a menstrual equivalent. We're living in the millennium, for God's sake. Menstrual woes, or lack thereof, aside, I've got much bigger plans going on this weekend. Mum just said that I might be able to go up to London with her to see her critique group. My mum is so cool. She's a children's book author and illustrator. Every month or so, she goes up to London to meet up with her other cool, arty friends to discuss their work and critique each other. I really hope I can go. I love going to London. If not, I'll be cleaning out the fish tank because it's a bit of a state. TTFN! Saturday, 5th of June, the 16:55 Southwest train service from London Waterloo to Basingstoke, 5:23 p.m. On the train back from London, it's been fab. We managed to bag some table seats. Mum is currently doing some new sketches based on today's critiques, so I thought I'd write in here. We went to the cafe in Waterstones on Oxford Street and met Mum's friends, who are all so nice. One of them even pulled her camera out at one point and started taking photos of me, and another one even drew me. I did take myself off and look at some books after that, so as not to distract them too much. After Mum had finished, we went to the big paper chase on Tottenham Court Road. It's amazing. It has four floors. Mum bought me some nice pens. When I'm in my 20s and I have my own flat in London, I'm going to go there every weekend. Mum's friend also runs this magazine with different comic strips by different illustrators. Mum and I came up with an idea of one that I can make and maybe send into the magazine. It's about a girl called Eden who's really into eco-friendly stuff and saving the planet. Of course, I can't let anyone from school know about this as it would be mega cringe, but it would be cool if it actually got published in the mag. Sunday, 6th of June, the living room, 2:33 p.m. Just been doing some more sketches of my comic strip while watching My Super Sweet 16. It was a classic episode. This girl just threw a massive strop because she got her new car before her party and not during the party like she wanted. I mean, geez, it was $67,000. However, an urgent issue has just occurred to me. We've got a Mufti Day coming up next Friday. Mufti Day is basically a non-uniform day. We're doing some sort of charity thing, but I'm not sure what for. I could have sworn I heard Mrs. Jacobs, our evil head teacher, say it was something to do with slugs. Surely not. Anyway, slug charities aside, I need to work out what I'm going to wear. I never have any cool clothes, so I'm screwed. Everyone else's mum takes them shopping at the weekend and buys them cool clothes. Mum buys me nice pens from Paper Chase, which is lovely, but I don't think she's ever set foot in a new look. Honestly, how on earth is Nico ever going to fancy me in a fleece from Millet's or a dress from Woolworths? I don't think he's ever seen me outside a school uniform. Oh, God. 3:15 p.m. Still can't find anything to wear. Trainers, jeans and a top is usually a pretty safe combo, but all of my shoes are so chunky and disgusting. Why don't I have any nice, cool trainers? 3:37 p.m. Why do I even own a flannel shirt? Am I a lumberjack? I think not. 3:41 p.m. Whomst invented ankle swingers? 4:17 p.m. Okay, I think I might have figured something out. I've got that top that Shannon gave me last year with the sunglasses on it. Then I can wear that with my combat trousers that I got last Christmas. I'm pretty sure Nikita still wears combat trousers, so they must still be in vogue. Hang on, let me check Shout magazine just to be sure. 4:25 p.m. Yep, Lindsay Lohan was spotted wearing them last week. Phew! The shoes probably won't go, but hopefully that won't matter too much. Thank God that's sorted. Thank God for Shannon. Shannon doesn't go to my school. She lives in Reading, so I don't get to see her all that often. But her parents and my parents are best friends. In fact, she was actually the reason I was born. The day her parents had her, they called up Mum and Dad to tell them the news and said they had a baby girl. Mum and Dad had been thinking about having a second child as they thought it would be great to have a boy and a girl, and let's face it, they probably thought they could do better than Kai. They took Shannon's birth as a sign that they should have another. Then, exactly 9 months to the day, I came along. She's the 26th of August and I'm the 26th of May. We're basically sisters, even though we're not actually related. And it's great because it means I've got a friend to hang out with whenever Mum and Dad drag me along to one of their mates' tragic middle-aged parties. Friday, 11th of June, the attic at Marlow Towers, 6:42 p.m. Today was the big day. Turns out the event was called the Slug Walk. Slug stands for Sri Lanka, Uganda, Ghana and Gambia. Nothing to do with slugs in the end. I asked Mrs. Jacobs what exactly the money was going towards, but she looked a bit sheepish and just said, general aid. So we're still none the wiser as to where all the money raised has gone, but hey-ho, it was a good day. The general idea was to walk laps around the school. You had to pay £2 to take part, but taking part was also mandatory. The cheek of it! For each lap completed, you had to drop a token in a giant glass container for your house. The house with the most tokens would win a prize. Honestly, the stuff these teachers come up with, I swear they'll do anything for a day off. Obviously, we didn't give a rat's arse about winning the house prize. Caring about these things is so passé. Some people obviously didn't get the memo, though, and were taking it all way too seriously. This boy Matt did the whole thing on his hands. And then this other girl, Bronte, was determined to do the whole thing in point shoes. She had to have her friend help her for most of it. I mean, why bother, babes? After we ordered our mandatory lap of the school, we headed for the chocolate fountain and then sat and chilled on the grass. The weather was so good. Despite not contributing anything, mine and Nikita's house did actually somehow win. And to be fair, we did end up raising a lot of money, £2,412 to be exact, for the miscellaneous countries and whatever that was funding. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if the teachers all kept it for themselves. They'll probably be using it to fund some sort of end-of-term party next month, no doubt. But the best part of the day was when Nico and the boys came over to sit with us on the grass. We had such a laugh. I made Nico a little daisy chain crown and he actually wore it for a bit. He said he loved it. Loved it. No comment on my outfit, but I suppose, as the old saying goes, no news is good news. 9:27 p.m. OMG, Nico posted a picture of him in the daisy chain crown on Bebo with the caption, "My sexy new look." No mention of who made it, though. 9:31 p.m. He doesn't have another half on Bebo. Interesting. And he never seems to share the love with anyone. He's so mysterious. Maybe he doesn't fancy anyone at the moment. Boys are an eternal quagmire of confusion.